Well, I think the context is very important. I think one very important estimate of the Minister of Finance that I will be looking out for is what he expects in terms of economic growth. Because in the end, it's the economy that carries the state. It's the economy that provides the funding for the state to spend on all these things on which they are spending money on. And but the reality is, unfortunately, that the South African economy is not doing well. In fact, on a per capita basis, we are poorer today than 15 years ago. So the South African economy is in real deep, deep trouble. On top of all of that, the fiscus has been spending like there's no tomorrow for the last couple of years, and currently the outstanding debt of the state is at record high levels, which has become completely and totally unsustainable. So basically, the minister's got a few options here. The best option, of course, is to put measures in place to get this economy to grow. But unfortunately, look at the kind of policies and ideology of government that is unlikely to happen. So that means that there are two other options available to the Minister of Finance. The one is cutting back on state spending. And unfortunately, that is extremely difficult to do because there are many, many millions of people that are depending on the state for an income. 30 million, in fact, get an income from the state every month. Or that means that the Minister of Finance should consider start increasing taxes, for example. And I indeed think certain taxes will be increased. I'm very sure certain taxes will be increased. For example, the so-called sin taxes will be increased, the fuel levy will be increased. And there certainly is a possibility of some other tax increases as well. I think there could be a stealth increase in personal income taxes. So I think this is pretty much about taxes, because if you look at the revenue trajectory the last couple of months, it is clear that because of the weak economy, tax revenue is under pressure as well. So yes, taxes, I guess, will be the main topic in this budget.
Yeah. The conversation around affordability has also been an issue that obviously has been one that has been raised across not only South Africa, arguably, but around the world, and the impact on particularly South Africa with our history and with the socioeconomic realities of the majority of South Africans certainly seems to have been exacerbated here. Do you think that there is any reprieve for South Africans that they can expect perhaps in the budget?
Well, the only place where I can think that people will be a little bit better off, the poor especially, will be if the Minister of Finance announces some more items that will be zero-rated from VAT, which is not a good idea, by the way. It's not a good idea to zero-rate certain items. It's much better if you want to assist the poor to rather do it on the expenditure side of the budget. But I do think there's a possibility that some items will be zero-rated. So the possibility is, and of course the poor will benefit from that. The rich will benefit more, just by the way, but the poor could benefit from that. But that may also lead then to an increase in the VAT rate. So the possibility of an increase in the VAT rate certainly is there, while at the same time to zero-rate a couple of basic items for the poor, thinking that it's going to help the poor, which of course is not going to be the case.
Should South Africans be excited about tomorrow, just based off your expectations thus far?
Should we be excited about the economy or the budget?
Both.
Is that the question? Should we be excited? Well, we have to understand that the South African economy is in very deep trouble. That I listened to the president during the State of the Nation address, and the country in which the president lives is certainly not the country in which I live. And I can give you all sort of numbers. I can tell you what we're doing. I've just mentioned per capita GDP. I can tell you about unemployment levels. I can tell you about are people going to bed hungry, an increasing number of people going to bed hungry. And clearly this economy is simply not strong enough to carry this massive state machinery. So we need to change direction. We need to change the way that we're managing the South African economy. And one way of doing that is to stop digging further, because looking at things like, for example, recently, the signing of the expropriation bill, that is a signal that we're sending to the rest of the world that the state in South Africa is prepared to steal the property of the private sector. Those are the kind of things that are wrong. Those are the kind of things that are headwinds to economic growth, and eventually those are the kind of things that's going to undermine the budget. And we will hear about that tomorrow, and we will see tomorrow how the state's debt will keep on going up, and are we getting closer and closer to that thing that economists call the so-called fiscal cliff, where we simply cannot carry this massive shoulder a debt burden of the state anymore. So we need to change the way that we're managing this economy.
Yeah, I wanted to also just get your take on the revenue collection and the performance of the South African Revenue Services. They've done relatively well in terms of being able to collect revenue. What do you make of their performance, though?
Yeah, well, the Revenue Services is one of those few state institutions that are actually well managed. Unfortunately, what is happening here is that there's huge pressure on the Revenue Services to get more and more tax or more and more money out of the economy while the economy is underperforming. That means that the Revenue Services are getting more and more aggressive in forcing people and squeezing people to get as much money out of the economy as they possibly can. And that means, inevitably, that more and more people are saying, listen, I'm going to get more aggressive in my tax affairs, or I'm just going to stop working, or I'm going to immigrate. And that, in fact, is what is happening. The tax burden in South Africa is on a very, very narrow tax base, which means very few people just pay just about all the taxes. But in the meantime, you're absolutely correct, is that the Revenue Service are doing actually a good job. They are very, very efficient in what they're doing. Unfortunately, the economy is paying a price because of that. What we need to do is to broaden the tax base, and like what I've been saying all the time, we have to put measures in place to grow the economy in order for the economy to carry this massive burden called the state. We simply cannot afford this huge state expenditure that we currently have.
Yeah. Speaking of state expenditure, I think one thing that certainly has popped up and has become relevant to many South Africans over the last couple of weeks is defense spending and what it is that, if any, investments will be made in the defense of the country. Do you expect there to be any mention of that tomorrow?
Well, defense is actually a very small portion of total expenditure. It's a tiny, I don't have the exact number here, but I think we spend something like 1% or even less than 1% on defense spending, while the norm internationally is between, say, 3 and 5% even. So we're spending a small amount on defense. The biggest chunk of the budget goes to social expenditure. And like I said earlier, there are 50 million people getting an income from the state every month. So yes, because of what happened in DRC, I guess there could be a little bit more money for this defense spending. But the issue with defense, and like anything else, of most other things in the state, is not about money, but it's about the efficiency. We know, for example, the South African army is not well managed, like just about most other things that are under control of the state in South Africa. So, yes, although I expect more money, that is not the real answer to defense spending. And that's also not the real answer to Eskom or Transnet or any one of these other state institutions. Better leadership, that's what we really need.